soon John Loftman will be giving us the boaters forecast,
I know,
too. And you know that we're full into the summertime or whatever, nice weather, when he starts talking about the waves and the conditions on Lake Erie.
It's always good to hear when that's coming around.
Right. I bring that up because the theme this year is Sail into Success. That is for the career fair at Lorain County Community College. And Marcia Jones, Manager of Career Services, joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of things going on at the college. They got coming up tomorrow, the University Partnership, which is a big boost for the college over the last number of years they've had that. But they'll have the different colleges there, universities represented, so people can kind of meet them and see what kind of programs are available. It allows them to stay locally, but get those educations from those institutions that they may, you know, have had to live at or go to, so it's a cost-saving event, too, as well.
Absolutely.
Works well. But as a career fair, that's what everybody's goal is, right? When you get an education, your education is to get you into a career, a job, something that's successful. And tell us about the career fair coming up on April 7th.
The career fair is actually, we've been having the career fair now for probably 20 years, in partnership with the Lorain County JVS, as well as Ohio Means Jobs Lorain County. And we typically have over 100 employers. This year we expect that we'll probably have somewhere between 120, 125 employers. And the job seeker numbers vary, but last year we had over 300 job seekers also in attendance.
And this is where matches actually can be made, right?
Absolutely. So job seekers come and get an opportunity to talk to a wide variety of employers. Many of them report that they walk away with offers for interviews to follow. So it's a good event if you're looking for a part-time, full-time job, or if you feel like you're underemployed and just want to look around and see what else is out there, this is a great event.
If you are a person looking to be employed, what recommendations do you have for them? What to bring, how to present themselves, maybe a little tips in that?
Yes. Come as if you are coming to an interview. So we recommend that you dress appropriately for an interview, that you bring copies of your resume. And there are lots of resources available to individuals to have their resume looked at, and so that we can make sure that you are putting your best foot forward and that you have a really quality resume in place prior to coming to the career fair.
Are some of the jobs there available, are there internships? Is it strictly jobs? How does that work for students who may want to show up?
That's a great question. We actually do have employers coming mm-hmm. who have internships okay. also to offer. And we will highlight those employers also at the career fair by balloons and things like that, so that students that are in attendance that might be looking for internships know where to find them.
So a great opportunity for the young kids to get a foot in the door here as they get ready to graduate.
Absolutely. We generally will have anywhere over half of the individuals in attendance are students or alumni.
What kind of fields are being represented? I'm looking at this long list. There's a lot of different types.
It's everything. we have a lot of representation from the healthcare services, hospitals, nursing homes, you name it. And then also businesses, IT, advanced manufacturing, banks are also there in attendance. So it's a nice cross-section of employers.
And there's different types of skills that they're looking for each of those, but maybe it's good just to talk to anybody to get a sense of just having that sense of sort of interviewing, talking with somebody, getting used to that nervousness that you might have if you go into a job interview.
Yes, and you can find out a lot of information about career opportunities in our local area. Most of these employers come from Lorain County or very nearly Lorain County. Some employers from Cuyahoga, but it's a fabulous opportunity just to come and learn from those employers in terms of what some of their expectations are, and as you said, what some of the skills are that they're looking for. Most companies have, even in manufacturing, for instance, they would have possibly accounting jobs or business management kinds of jobs. They might have a lot of IT needs. So you never know just what that employer might have to offer until you get in front of them and are able to talk to them a little bit.
And they could maybe get an idea of what it is your skills are and could fit. Sort of could be in sales that you may not have thought of, or some other type of representation that you'd have for the company.
Yeah, we encourage individuals who are coming to the career fair to really think about what your skills are in advance and prepare a really short introduction. We sometimes refer to it as their info commercial about themselves. And so a little bit about your past experiences and the skills, and then what type of employment you're seeking.
You said you've done this for a while now, so these organizations know exactly what they're looking for when they come, and they know this is a place they can find that employee?
Yes, we usually have very good responses from the employers that are in attendance in being able to find the kinds of people they're looking for and the preparation of the individuals.
We're talking this morning with Marcia Jones with Lorain County Community College, the manager of career services. How have the preparation for a career changed over time? Have you seen some things that have people maybe who haven't been in the job market have to realize this is the new way to do it, or this is the way to get a job?
Yeah. It's really important to be able to network when you're looking for employment. Some individuals might think that using the internet or watching the classifieds is enough. But really, it's about getting out, letting people know what kind of employment you're looking for, talking to friends, neighbors, business acquaintances, and just really using, you know, your full network of individuals to let it be known that you're looking for employment.
Yeah, it can be kind of tough, and there's maybe sometimes you get in the news, there's always talk, and it seems to be bad news a lot of times that you hear. But there's always somebody who's getting hired. Every day someone's getting a new job, it seems.
Right. And I think we've definitely seen an uptick in the economy in the last couple of years. And I hope that that trend continues for us.
Now, this is also done in cooperation with JVS, Ohio Means Jobs. So those are other organizations, too, that look to get us back to work, right?
Exactly. The Lorain County JVS Adult Career Center is the partner, but we also this year are working with the high school as well, and some of their students are actually going to be volunteering at the career fair and gaining a little bit of experience in that way as well.
And you bring up networking. I always think that's one of the most overlooked things by people. I know when I was in college, I had a tendency to kind of look past that. But you allude to the fact you don't know what they're looking for until you actually go up and talk to them. How important is that communication with the companies?
It's critical. We have lots of examples of individuals that were struggling in terms of finding employment. And after they worked with some of the resources available to them in the county, whether it was at the college or at the JVS or Ohio Means Jobs, they learned about the importance of having a professional resume and putting yourself out there to really talk to people about what it is you would like to do. And once they really embrace that, they have a whole different experience and usually get a much better response rate.
And again, this is coming up on April 7th. Is that a Wednesday by chance?
I think it is. It might be Thursday. I'd have to double check.
That's a Monday.
It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday, yes.
It's a Thursday from noon to 3 at the college. And you'll see fresh green students, and you'll also see some folks who are trying to either shift their career or maybe they were laid off. This is just a place to get started if you haven't kind of got into that job searching mode.
Absolutely.
This is a great place for that. And again, you can go to LCCC, LorainCCC.edu, and you can find out details about the upcoming job fair, career fair, coming up on April 7th. Marcia, thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Marcia Jones, Manager of Career Services with Lorain County Community College.